As the 2021 NASCAR season draws to a close, we want to offer a special thanks to our Motor Racing Network family working behind the scenes. Our radio partnerships team, Senior Manager Bob Quick, Valerie Gladden, Lisa Holman, and Wendy Arnold. We'd also like to thank the over 500 radio station partners across the country, from Alaska to Alabama, and from Maine to Florida.
Green flag in the air, and the NASCAR Championship race in Phoenix is underway.
Hendrick Motorsports going at it now for the number one position and potentially the championship. Chase Elliott to the bottom. Kyle Larson to the top.
Close here. They're around to the left side. A pump and a half of the jack on Larson. Sunoco Fuel is in. The race off of Perrault. Kyle Larson's crew wins the battle off of Perrault.
Here he comes now. Absent a year ago. He's back now, and now he is a Cup Series champion in 2021. Kyle Larson across the line.
Hello again and welcome to Selling Speed, the podcast. I'm your host, Bob Quick from MRN. I hope you had a great Thanksgiving holiday and are looking forward to a great holiday season with your family and at your station and for your sales. This month, we are taking a look at preparation for the new 2022 NASCAR season. I've entitled this particular article, "'Twas the Night Before Daytona, a Preseason Checklist." Every crew chief in NASCAR has a checklist going into each season and each event that keeps the team focused on all the little details that can win or lose a race or, over the course of a season, win or lose a championship. In recent memory, no one was better with all the details of winning than Chad Knaus, the crew chief behind Jimmy Johnson's 7 Cup Series championships. Now is the perfect time to review the details of your NASCAR package, to pitch them to potential clients, and to prepare for the new season. So here's a checklist to help you get ready for 2022. Number one, is your NASCAR presentation updated with the correct dates, new logos, all the assets, and the schedule information that you need to be successful? There's a new NASCAR Xfinity logo for 2022, and you can find that on our affiliate portal at MRN.com. And Lisa Holman has also sent out the 2022 race schedule, so you should have all the dates and times for all 4 of the race series that we cover. Remember, highlight the new Cup Series stops at the LA Coliseum and Worldwide Technology Raceway, Portland International Raceway for the Xfinity Series, and the new stops in Mid-Ohio Sonoma Raceway and Lucas Oil Raceway for the Truck Series. Finally, have you incorporated any new station initiatives into your packages that may have been developed since last year? Maybe you started a new direct mail advertising platform, or you have incorporated SEO into your pitches at your station. Well, fold those into your NASCAR package too. Now is a great time to start selling for 2022 after all the fourth quarter holiday push has happened, but before your clients check out for the holidays at the end of the year. Number two, have your programming folks check over all your liners and IDs and whatnot for driver information that's out of date. Every year, drivers move to new teams. And around this time, that's when the news comes out. One of the biggest moves for 2022 is former champ Kurt Busch joining the expanded 23XI Racing. You can get a definitive list of who's going where at jayski.com. Plus, Jayski is also a great resource for team sponsorship information that helps you prospect. When you check your liners, assess if you need some refreshed and recorded by our air talent. Contact your station representative to get new scripts to us, because now is the perfect time in the off season for our guys to cut those liners for you. If you wait till Daytona, that request can take so much longer to complete. And consider it being done now. You'll have it all ready when the new season starts in February. In those scripts, think about promoting your station's benchmarks from throughout the week. You know, any morning show information or any contesting that you do on a regular basis. It helps with promoting what goes on all week long at the station when NASCAR fans tune in who don't regularly listen to your station. In other words, it's an opportunity to convert them into listening all week long and building more audience that you can sell. And finally, number three, incorporate the closest NASCAR track into your package. If your station is within an hour or two of a NASCAR racetrack, now is the perfect time to contact them and try to set up promotions or ticket giveaways that can be folded into your package. Whether you use those assets to entice clients or for an on-air promotion included in your package, start planning with the track now and secure what makes sense for both of you for next season. These are just three areas that you can focus on to help you sell and grow your NASCAR revenue and audience. And I leave you with this, my take on a classic holiday poem. 'Twas the night before Daytona, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, except Chad Knaus, the seven-time champion, known for his detail, stresses that your preparation can drive revenue, large scale. Happy selling. And now my favorite part of the podcast, where we take a look at a featured team member here at Motor Racing Network. This time, the champ. We're taking a look at Rusty Wallace, the 1989 Cup Series champion, NASCAR Hall of Famer, and broadcaster. Rusty Wallace joined the Motor Racing Network back in January of 2015 after 9 years with ESPN. As lead analyst, Rusty provides expert driver insight and commentary for Cup broadcasts and select Cup practice and qualifying shows. When not at the track, Rusty is involved in his business pursuits that include 8 automotive dealerships, public speaking engagements across the country, the Rusty Wallace Racing Experience, Rusty Wallace Racing, and as spokesperson for brands like Blue Emu and others. It was recently announced that Rusty would be the face of a collaboration between Skechers, the footwear brand, and Goodyear Tires. He's also very involved with the NASCAR Foundation, serving on the charity's development committee and board of directors. Rusty is an avid pilot and golfer and resides in the Charlotte area with his wife, Patty. And that does it for Selling Speed, the podcast, the December 2021 edition. Thank you so much for listening. I hope this giving you some ideas to take to the street and help you sell. I'd also like to remind you that you can get this podcast in your mobile device for free every month as soon as we post it, just by subscribing at any of the major podcast platforms. Thanks for listening. I hope you have a great holiday season and happy selling.